And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. Michael Patrick Leahy here. On the phone now, our newsmaker line, Bart Smith. Good morning, Bart, with the Davidson County Republican Party. Great. So we've got two events coming up. We've got May 23rd. We have an event that's a Monday evening, I believe, a week from this coming Monday. High stakes, meet the congressional 5th Congressional District candidates and raise some money for Kelly Phillips, who's running for District 4, Metro National Public School Board. That should be an interesting event. I'll be there. You'll be there. Should be a lot of fun.
It'll be great, and it's a rare opportunity to see all of the Congressional District 5 Republican candidates pretty much under one roof there, all coming together to support Kelly Phillips. He's running as the first Republican, or one of the first people as a Republican running for the school board in Davidson County, along with Todd Pembroke.
Now, where do folks go to sign up for that event? 1 week from Monday, May 23rd at 4342 Lebanon Pike in Hermitage. High stakes. Sounds good.
That's right. The Hermitage Steakhouse. You can go onto Facebook and search for the Davidson County Republican Party. The link's there. Or alternatively, folks can text Kelly, that's K-E-L-L-I, to 801-801. And they'll be able to donate to Kelly's campaign. And then there's a place they can put their email. We'll send the details to them. So we can come to you. Just text Kelly to 801-801.
So I'll be there and looking for – I like steaks. I really
Absolutely.
Like steaks.
I mean, it's a fantastic place.
Yeah.
Killer bubble bread as well.
Yeah, exactly. And then on June 16th, there is a debate of the TN5 candidates, and I'll be moderating that debate. And so who's signed up for that so far?
That's right. Well, so it's on the 21st. 21st of June, and so far
June 21st.
Yep.
June 21st, correct.
And we have Mayor Andy Ogles. He's really been leading the way on so many of our local events for the benefit of the school board candidates, which we're so grateful for. So Andy will be there. And then we also have Jeff Beerline, who I know was on your show. He's from the he was in the 101st Airborne. And then we will also have Stuart Parks, another local candidate born and bred in Tennessee. So we're so grateful for them to be there. So we're also expecting a few others to drop their names in and be there.
So Kurt Winstead and Beth Harwell, if you're listening, you ought to show up for this one on June 21st,
right.
I would think. And then also Jenny Batchelor and Tim Lee, Trace Whittem. Who have I missed? I think maybe there's one more. Oh, yeah, Natisha Brooks. Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
so
that will be interesting and fun as well. But the big thing of immediate concern is to fundraise for Kelly Phillips, who's running for the Metro School Board. That is at a week from Monday, May 23rd. I'll be there, and I'll be enjoying the food and sort of moderate the events. You can meet some of the candidates for TN5 there, but the main focus of that event is to help raise money for Kelly Phillips' campaign. Now, Bart, you're not, I can tell by your accent, you weren't born in Tennessee.
No, I'm not from around these parts. In fact, I'm not even a New Englander. I'm an old Englander. So I'm from Hampshire in the UK, or a city called Portsmouth. But I was blessed to have arrived on these shores about 10 years ago. I became a citizen in 2017, and so the way I seek to give back to this great country that's become my home is to help conservative causes, and I found a home here in the Davidson County Republican Party.
So, Bart, what do you do for a living, and why did you come here to the U.S.?
So, freedom is the reason I came here. It's amazing. It's like having a new sense when you turn up and you realize you don't have the freedom of speech back in where I came from. You don't have the kind of standards that Americans just believe they're entitled to, or even the right to own arms and things like this that you just take for granted. None of these things exist even in the UK. I work in marketing for one of the big four. I used to be a broker at Lloyd's of London, and I was a campaign manager for the Conservative Party. So that's my background.
So you work in marketing for one of the big four accounting firms, is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
What's your educational background, Bart?
I was at the University of Kent, Canterbury, and I did politics and history with kind of a focus on the British Empire and also the U.S. and the Cold War.
Now, did you manage the campaign for a member of parliament while you were over there?
That's right, yes. Well, I cut my teeth actually just delivering flyers door-to-door to thousands of houses out in the projects in the UK. So that's kind of how I learned to take the fight to the socialists, or the Labour Party, as we call it out there. And then ended up being the campaign manager for Lord David Willetts and helping him. So he ended up being the business minister for the British government. So it's kind of how it all ended up over there.
Lord David Willetts, is he on the Conservative Party?
Yes, sir, very much so. He was Margaret Thatcher's chief researcher in 10 Downing Street.
So after you did that, though, what is it that happened in your mind that said, I got to go to the USA?
You just feel claustrophobic. You realize in the UK, you know, that I love my roots, but you realize that in the UK, there's very much a class system. You know, it's a suspicious thing in Britain if you want to do well and make $1 million. In the US, if you make $1 million, traditionally people applaud that and say, you know, well done, this person's entrepreneurial. In the UK, money and ambition are suspicious and seen as almost tacky. So if you inherited $1 million, that would be seen as noble and proper. But if you went around saying, hey, I'm a businessman and this is what I've done and this is what I want to do, people would say, oh, gosh, you know, look at this person. So that's kind of as I say, you know, people take prosperity and ambition in this country and freedom for granted.
Really. When in your career, when you're over in England, at what point did you make that decision, I am moving to the United States of America?
Well, ever since I was a boy, I just thought, well, if America is just this sort of beacon on a hill. Let's get out there. And then when I graduated from college, I realized, wow, it's really difficult to get to America. If you want to come here legally, then you even need a direct relative to sponsor you, like a parent or a sibling, or you need a company that's going to sponsor you. So when I was in the corporate world in the UK, that's how I managed to come to America. But I tell you, to do so, I needed about $14,000, and I needed a company sponsorship. So it's unbelievable how difficult that really is if you want to do it legally.
Has freedom in the United States of America been all it's been cracked up, or is it perhaps a little disappointing?
No, it's intoxicating freedom. And I tell you, one of the things that I've just found with Kelly Phillips and her campaign is how you have somebody, for example, who's a sort of a mama bear of three. She wants to really get sort of Marxist CRT, gender theory, all these things that, you know, I've seen back in Europe. Out of the school system. So it's kind of, you know, I've seen the end game for many of the people on the left and what they want for our school system. And here you have somebody who loves freedom as well. And she was kind of inspiring me and getting involved locally in Nashville and seeing how I can head up and help to prevent what I've seen happen back in my home.
Now, you work in marketing for a big four company. A big four, you know, the big accounting firms, they're a very important part of the American business system. Do you get any grief or aggravation for political involvement, or are you able to keep those separate?
You have to keep them strictly separate, yeah. I would. So I'm really speaking with my Davidson County Republican Party hat on. I've found them a great, great bunch of people, especially with the District 5 elections coming up and just seeing all the different ways these congressional campaigns are getting involved.
The big question is, why have the Davidson County Republicans failed to put out candidates in many of the offices that were up for election just recently?
Woman.
Well, you know what? I think it's an ongoing challenge. And I had someone the other day say that to me. And I said, well, you know what? That's a good point. We're working really hard. So we have our first judicial candidate, Jeff Horowitz, who was on your show the other day. We have Kelly Phillips and Todd Pembroke who are running for the school board. So wherever you are in Davidson County, we have Republicans on the ballot, but you need to get involved. If you can't just sort of stand back and say, well, that's someone else's problem to be motivated to run. We're here to work with members of the public who want to get on to the city council and these other positions. We can't just sort of say, well, I want to see change. People need to be the change. They can't just say, well, there's rhinos in the Republican Party.
I guess, Bart Smith, you are constantly recruiting candidates.
We are, absolutely. And I would encourage people to go to the Davidson County Republican Party website or onto Facebook, where we're very active, and come along to our meetings and meet us. And, you know, it's really up to you to be that change and to carry the torch of freedom in your community, kind of like Kelly Phillips is doing up in Donaldson Hermitage in Old Hickory.
The event is high stakes. It's a week from Monday, May 23rd, and it's going to be at a steakhouse at 4342 Lebanon Pike in Hermitage. I'll be there. Kelly Phillips will be there, and you can meet some of the TN5 candidates and Bart Smith. Bart, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for helping as well. Thank you.
We'll be back with more Crom Carmichael after this.